First District Congresswoman Shelley Pinkery and her husband, financier Donald Sussman, are divorcing. And Pinkery says the split is the reason why she missed an August deadline to file a personal financial disclosure form for 2014 with the clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives. Jay Field has more.
Rick Bennett says the disclosures, which detail representatives' incomes and assets, are meant to highlight whether House members have any personal financial interest in the legislation that comes before them. Bennett is chairman of the Maine Republican Party, which sent out a press release Tuesday morning entitled, Hold Shelley Pinkery Accountable.
These rules are there for a reason. Members of Congress increasingly have investments in lots of companies. They've got complicated financial arrangements. And Congresswoman Pinkery used to be the head of Common Cause. She made a name for herself advocating transparency and accountability in government.
Nine members of the 435-member U.S. House have failed to file personal financial disclosure information for 2014, five Republicans and four Democrats. Aaron Sherb is director of legislative affairs for Common Cause.
I think there are anywhere from a dozen to several dozen members of Congress who request and are granted extensions every year. And for whatever reason, the public doesn't know why or kind of the circumstances surrounding that.
In a statement released late Tuesday, Pinkery shed some light on her most recent request for an extension. The Congresswoman and her husband, financier Donald Sussman, are separated and are getting a divorce. An email from Pinkery's spokesman containing the divorce announcement went on to note that due to the split, Pinkery is no longer required to list Sussman's financial information on her annual disclosure form. Pinkery, the email went on to say, used a 30-day grace period after the August due date for the personal financial disclosure form to tell family and friends about the change in her marital status. She filed the disclosure form today. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.